Can I start? Today I will talk about quantum hypothesis testing and state of discrimination about quantum two states. In this case, we assume that first that this is a Hilbert space of interest. And we assume that two density operators, rho and sigma. There is two hypotheses about two density matrix, true density matrix. And in this case, our measurement always described by P of M. P of M is resolution of densities.
This one, as you know, this is satisfying. Maybe you can break it. Yes, the chalk, because it makes less noise.
Less noise.
Yes, it's if you break it, tack. Now, okay.
On the
yes.
I see. and in this case, this. Of course, all things. every element satisfying this condition and satisfying this condition. This is P of M. In this case, but currently our decision is two value. In this case, of course, zero corresponds to. Rho is true, and 1 corresponds to rho is not true. Otherwise, sigma is true. The final decision is a two-valued decision. In such a case, decision can be described by two-valued P of M. Two valued P of M is T0 and T1. Of course, T0 is. This is. For example, this is. Small t is decision function. In this case, T0 corresponds to this one. This is a mistake. T inverse. Zero. This is subset of omega. Okay. This is t is map and inverse is subset. Okay. And m omega. This is operator. This is matrix. In this case, P of M, our decision can be described by this two valued P of M. And also in this case. T1 is given as this. Then, in that concerning two valued measurement, we only define this operator T0. Of course, T0 satisfying this condition and this condition. This is condition P of M of correspond to this condition. This condition corresponds to this condition, and also this condition corresponds to T1 is this one. This condition corresponds to this one. This is then our problem. We only concern one operator satisfying this condition. This is decision problem. About the true rho and sigma. Of course, this problem is very artificial, but using this problem, we can treat other many problems in quantum information theory. For example, channel coding theorem of quantum information theory, channel coding, sending classical message via quantum channel discussion of quantum entanglement also discussed by viewpoint of this hypothesis testing problem method. And also quantum source coding is discussed by this viewpoint. Then the hypothesis testing problem is very important in quantum information theory. First, explain most fundamental lemma in quantum information. In quantum hypothesis testing, this is correspond to lemma 3.1 in the second page. This is error if rho is true, but we decide rho is not true. This is first kind of error, and we have another error. This one. In this setting, we have two situations. One is equal treatment. About two error probability. This is first error probability, and this is second probability. There is two error probability. In the state discrimination, the true state is rho or sigma, and which is true. This problem is state discrimination. In this problem, we will treat equivalently two error probabilities. In such a case, we minimize average of two error probabilities with same weight function, same weight. Then we minimize this value. This is state discrimination. But there is another setting. This setting is called quantum state or hypothesis testing. Hypothesis testing is not equivalent treatment. First, we consider two error probability, first error probability and second error probability. And in this case, our main issue is that, just a moment, our main issue is that first error probability か。だからロー、これを高くせないかんから、これをやらないかんから、ちょっと待って、Sorry, just a moment. ロー not. これ。Our main issue is that our main issue is that true is rho or not. This is main issue. In this case, we have to guarantee that the probability that we rejecting どっちをやらないかのかっていうと、そっか、これをリプシの以下に押さえないかねえから、 と間違って、そうだね。リジェクトっていうか、ちょっと間違って、これが間違ってるのに。リジェクトするのか。間違って再ラックする確率。間違ってリジェクトする確率。間違ってリジェクト。間違ってリジェクトする確率を抑えないといけない。just a moment。Our purpose is this one. In the hypothesis testing, our purpose is this one. Sigma is true or not. This is our purpose. But in this case, we have to guarantee that the probability that sigma is sigma is not true. Sigma is not true, but the sigma is not true, but I accept sigma. Such a probability, we have to guarantee such a probability is enough small. This probability corresponds to this one.Sigma is correct, incorrect. Sigma is incorrect. Rho is correct. This is mistake probability. And we have to at least the significance of our decision. We have to guarantee that this probability is sufficient small. This probability is called significance level. Significance level. And after that, we have to guarantee this probability and less than epsilon and minimize another error probability. In equivalent treatment is called hypothesis testing. This is a different problem from state discrimination. In this talk, I will talk first state discrimination, equivalent treatment, and after that, I will proceed hypothesis testing. This is asymmetric treatment. First, there is eraser. No eraser.
Yes.
This one. Not so.
Excuse me. Can we review shortly what is the what is the hypothesis the definition of hypothesis testing?
Hypothesis testing.
So you have one state only in hypothesis testing, right?
But
you fix the amount of error.
So yes.
The maximum.
So you.
Common formulation, but after that, different formulation.
Mm-hmm.
First one is state discrimination. And second one is. Acceptation. Hypothesis testing is that creano se stessi.
I see.
Maybe many cities are usually discuss this problem. This problem is more easy to treat. But this asymptomatic treatment is a little difficult. This minimization is easy to read as follows. This is trace null. So true. I think. On the other hand, this equation slightly generalized as follows. And now I introduce new notation concerning projection. This is new notation. We can generalize this problem.
You put an additional constant, C.
C, this is constant. This is asymmetric treatment. And this asymmetric treatment can be solved as follows. And, but there is a new notation. This means set, subset. But currently, this one means projection. This is very strange.
I see. So, this is the projection.
Projection. I will define this projection.
Yes.
And in my textbook, using this notation, we give a unified viewpoint to treat quantum information theory. This is very important concept. First, consider matrix X, Hermitian matrix X, and of which diagonalize as follows. This is eigenvector, and this is eigenvalue. And concerning this operator, we can define projection as follows. This way. And this is eigenvalue and this is projection to correspond to this eigenvalue. And concerning this one, we only focus these eigenvalues. And we only take sum up with this condition. This is definition of this projection. And in this case, we substitute matrix X for this matrix, rho minus C sigma. Not rho or not sigma. Of course, rho and sigma commute each other. This projection equal to the usual definition of subset. But currently, there is no common eigenvector. Then there this type of eigenvector depends on the parameter C. Using this notation, this problem can be solved as follows. And the minimizing matrix T equal to this projection. This equation proved by Hellstrom and Horrebow. But this notation, this notation invented by Professor Nagaoka.
Can you write the name?
Nagaoka.
So this Nagaoka. We can call Nagaoka notation.
Yes. There is a proof of this lemma, this equation. How do you think I give a proof, I explain proof of this equation or not?
I don't know. You decide. You decide.
It's written here, okay?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so maybe. Mm-hmm.
Using this definition, you can understand this proof. The next section is discrimination among multi-quantum hypothesis case, but I want to skip this section. Next, we proceed to IIE.